Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because chew rhymes with stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another Sunday late morning to the Sip and Chew show. And Mike and Stu, hopefully will be checking in. He's down there at the world headquarters of the Mac and Cheesery. And
right here.
Oh, he's right there. There he is. You're right here. Right cheer.
I'm right chonder.
Right chonder. There you go. How you doing, Stu?
Doing all right.
All right? Yeah, all right. Yeah. You ready to cash in all your millions you've made and buy you an island somewhere?
I'm ready for the buying the island part. I'm not ready for the having the money to do it part.
Oh, well, that does help. So, man, we got a good show. We got a good show today. We got we're gonna have
we talking pecan logs.
Yeah, we Stephanie Stuckey of Stuckey's. Growing up as a kid, you seen it, the orange and or the red and yellow signs on the side of the road, driving down the road, and even pulled in and. Yeah, got you some
pecan. Can we stop at
logs?
This one, Dad? Can we stop at the next Stuckey's?
There you go.
Oh,
you
come on.
But she's going to fill us in on what's going on with Stuckey's these days. And I hadn't thought about it until we had Stafford Strutton on a couple weeks back. And then he mentioned we should get a hold of her and get her on the show. And I said, wow, that'd be great. So she was eager to do it and happy to do it, and we just had some great shows here lately.
Without me getting in the way.
Well, no, you're part of it, buddy. You're the chew part. Remember?
I'm the man on the streets.
There you go. You're a few feet off the street, but you're.
I'm near the street.
You're near the street. So what's going on in you and your world?
Adjacent.
Huh? Okay.
Ah, well, you know the expression, new year, new me?
Uh-huh.
Well, add an N and a U to the end of the me.
Mm-hmm.
New year, new menu.
New menu. Okay.
I have locked down a new menu that I'll roll out in the new year, possibly even New Year's Eve.
Okay. Well, that'd be a good time to introduce it.
Would you like a hint?
Yeah, give us a hint.
Panini.
Panini.
No more, nothing else.
Okay.
Panini. No more mac and cheese.
You still going to do mac and cheese, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Still going to do mac and cheese. Still going to have the grilled cheese. I'm adding panini.
Okay.
And I'm adding personal pizzas.
Oh.
Yeah. 9-inch pizzas.
Okay. Wow, that's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Personal pan pizzas?
No, more of a not quite a thin crust. I'm going to use pita bread as the crust.
Oh, mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah, but the nice pita bread, not the grocery store pita bread. The stuff like Vlad uses over at Mediterranean Sandwich Company. I'm going to go steal some of his while he's not looking.
There you go. Hey, if it works, steal it, man.
Yeah. And if you don't know, the recipe for pita bread and the recipe for pizza crust are the exact same thing. Pita is essentially pizza crust cooked with no pizza toppings.
Oh, okay.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So
look at you.
Oh man. I have done some really creative pizzas in my time. I started out in the pizza business.
Okay.
Before branching out into other stuff. And I have done a traditional Chicago style at a restaurant, and I've done the hand tossed. Like Domino's, I can get up in that window and put on a show, son. I absolutely can, or could, anyway.
There's a really cool one on TikTok that I've seen going around recently. It's a 12-inch pan, and it's like 3 inches deep. And they'll take I mean, it's really deep. And then they take all the cheese, and they dump it in on the crust, and then they take the crust over the top of it. pull four holes in it and put the sauce on and then put the other toppings on and cook it. Oh, dude, I'm ready for that one.
Well, you know, you're up against.
Steve's from the Midwest, yeah.
You're up against a lot of competition there, Stu, because there's a lot of good pizza out there. But I know you're going to shine.
On Dolphin Street, the only other pizza I know of is Richie.
Yeah.
Down at Pizzeria Delfina, and that's a large chunk of Dolphin Street on the other side.
Absolutely. Sure is.
Yeah. That's a lot of walking to get from one pizza to the other.
You lose some weight.
Yeah. And the pepperoni I'm going to use is only going to be one slice of pepperoni per slice of pizza, but it's going to cover the entire slice of pizza.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like a slab.
Are you going to do a mac and cheese pizza?
I have had other people inquire about that, so it may be one of those secret menu things.
Maybe like fold it
about it. I'll
fold it like a taco. What?
A mako.
I'm picturing this in my mind. I'm thinking it's more of a calzone kind of.
How about
thing.
How about maybe some fried chicken pizza?
I ain't frying nothing.
Okay. Grilled cheese.
Well, yeah.
Grilled cheese pizza.
But I'm very quick on that one.
Pizza taco.
Well, Mike keeps trying to get me to put a fryer in here, and this whole concept is so I don't have to deal with a fryer.
Yeah, I know.
He wants me to do tater tots.
That's a fryer.
Yeah. But I am going to have a breaded chicken that's going to go on. You know, I've done the buffalo chicken mac before.
Yeah. Right?
And what I do is I get the breaded chicken and cook it in the oven. But when you order it, I throw it onto the flat grill with a little oil, and it gets it crisp like I threw it in the deep fryer without having to deal with the deep fryer. And it makes it a little healthier. I mean, it's still breaded chicken, and it's all mac and cheese, so it's not like it's going to be diet food. But I could do something with that. In fact, Smack and I had toyed with doing a Sunday dinner mac, which was going to have fried chicken and collard greens on it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so that may be like a New Year's special.
Oh, there you go.
I should come up with some. There we go. How about a mac and cheese with black-eyed peas, ham, and collard greens?
About to say, where's the black-eyed peas and all that if it's a New Year's
and boiled
thing?
And boiled peanuts.
What?
No, I ate at a restaurant in Jackson, Mississippi, and it was collards and pork belly, and they had boiled peanut topping on them.
Really?
And like a chutney almost.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, something like that.
Interesting.
It was
good. You just inspired something.
Oh.
I've got open slots on my hot well. I guess I could just serve spicy boiled peanuts.
Mmm.
Put some of that New Orleans seasoning in there, huh?
Yeah, little Tony Shastri's all that takes. I
see they've been turning the fields up where the peanuts were, and so they've been turning them up, getting ready for the next thing they're going to plant. So there's ought to be plenty of green peanuts out there.
You got to rotate those fields, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
That's a good idea, Mike.
You know,
Tony Shastri's, that's all it takes, though. I was thinking there was a special peanut boil.
I'd have to look into it. More than likely, it's crawfish boil.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And either Zatarain's or Tony Shastri's.
My old friend, John Henry, God bless his soul, and may he rest in peace. He used to do, at their Senior Bowl day parties at their house, he used to do Cajun boil peanuts, and he did it in crawfish boil.
You going to have anything special on your menu for the big Senior Bowl game coming up in January, Stu?
I don't know yet. That's something to look into. I am working with, and Michael remember this, a year or so ago when we were finally getting back into the football stadiums, mm-hmm. we had a guy named Brian Wilson, who's part of a podcast called The War Report, come on and talk about where people could go to eat in Auburn for the Iron Bowl that year, since this was everybody's first time back in a couple of years. Well, the War Report is coming down for the Senior Bowl, so I am working with them to try and get them some sponsors to help fund them doing some podcasts down here. So if you've got a business and you want to help fund it, there are Auburn podcasts that are really well respected by all fan bases. Let me know. But I might talk to them and see if we can't come up with something together.
All right, buddy.
Love it.
Got to take a break. 251-343-0106 is the Callahan Irish Social Club text and call-in line.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Okay, welcome back to the show. And we want to thank a few people. We want to thank our friends at Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy. Did you walk by there today?
Thank you. Yeah, I did.
They're awesome people, and they take care of us. And I also want to thank Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar. I went to their Christmas party last night at the wine bar. Ugly sweater contest. There was some ugly sweater. Actually, there weren't really any ugly sweaters, but
does that explain the black on your knees?
I don't know. I woke up this morning with my knees. I'm driving down the road and I said, "What in the world is this black stuff on my jeans?" I wore these jeans last night and I go, "I hope I didn't propose to anybody last night." Not knowing. Anyway. Anyway, I don't know why I was, got on my knee. I think I got it off the back of my car when I was doing something in the back of my car earlier.
That's what I'd go with, right?
Yeah,
there.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it. So,
well, look for two knee shaped spots on your car that are clean.
Yeah, that's. Well, I'm fixing to go have it washed before I go to the before I go to the thing at Brookley, Bourbon by the Bay. But also, we want to thank Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats. Saw their stuff at the new pig over on University Boulevard, man. They got a nice section there. It's a nice store, too. Yeah, looks super, super great story. And ran into Deborah Hodges in there, and we chatted for a little bit. And I was sitting there just taking a picture of her sausages and meats in the case. So, and then here she comes walking out of the end of an aisle. But anyway, we also want to thank Butch Cassie's over there at the corner of Florida and O'Shell, which we finally call Flo Shell. So, all great people.
Thank you.
Yes, you're right. So, got a text in from David Hubble. You know David, don't you?
I know David Hubble, yes.
Yes, the Myrtleton guy. And
anyway,
he's wanting to know what's on your menu today.
It's the regular menu today, which is the... he'll love this one, the Nola mac and cheese, most popular thing on the menu.
Oh.
It's a Creole cheese blend, Hall's Andouille sausage, a little drizzle of remoulade on there, some crushed up crackers for a little crunch.
Okay.
Yeah, that's easily the most popular thing on here. In fact, Jer McCutcheon, I'm sure you know Jer, the ginger bartender, excellent, has a food truck down in Orange Beach, came by. He was doing something at Soul Kitchen, and he tried it, and he goes, "What should I try?" And he was always a big fan of the Lucky Burger that we did when I was at Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, the Nola is the Lucky Burger of the mac and cheese world. He said, I'll have that.
Okay.
Right. He's like, man, this is really good. And I get a lot of people that will walk off, eat their food, and come back up just to tell me how good that one is.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. Hey. And it's true. It's a true pub-style mac and cheese with the sausage on there. It goes great with beer.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, I got an idea, another idea for you. You'll probably become a millionaire off this.
What fried thing is this?
No, make a Myrtleton pizza.
I would not be the first.
Really?
I'm sure. I bet David Hubble's done it. Now, here's something you can help me with, Mike.
What's that?
Mister, I've been to repacking school or whatever it's called. I've got a big hit on my hands with this key lime aid that I serve.
Oh.
That's key lime juice and agave nectar.
Okay. Mm.
So diabetics can drink it. Agave nectar does not taste like saccharin or aspartame. How do we get this in a bottle and to the masses?
We'll have a secret meeting about it and discuss it.
Yeah. But I think I got something really special here. A lot of people say it tastes to them like a virgin margarita.
Huh.
But it's really healthy. It's very good for you. Citrus juice, of course, is great for you. It helps
you burn
fat. It speeds up your metabolism. Lots of vitamin C. And then the agave nectar is 1/3 the glycemic scale of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 2/3 less sugar. Plus, it has compounds in it that help the pancreas better regulate insulin on its own.
Agave
is highly recommended for diabetes.
Be careful now.
That's why.
What will happen here is they'll put your patent in a warehouse. You'll never see it again.
Hey,
I've already tweeted it to myself.
That's why I, Stu, that's why I drink nothing but agave based beverage.
You mean like tequila?
It comes from an agave plant.
Wow.
Yes, it does. Yeah, agave nectar is what they distill to make tequila.
Yeah. It's a great it's a wonderful process to watch. I mean, it's really, they smoke when they cut all the shoots off of it, and they just get like the shell. Then they smoke it.
Interesting.
And
I've never watched that process. I know I think the most famous process that I've ever, for me, is Cabo Wabo, which is what Sammy Hagar's brand.
Yeah.
Sammy Hagar, and he's the one that consulted with Guy Fieri on his tequila.
Oh, really?
I still have my bottle, and
Sammy are huge fans.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They're good friends.
But but also the agave plant. I mean. Then they shred it, put it in a shredder, like a tree shredder, but they shred it up.
And then
it sits there and, like, ferments itself, and you can see the steam, and then they do the process. And
interesting.
It's quite a process. I knew of a couple of gentlemen that are Jewish, and they were going to go plant agave plants in Israel.
Okay.
And to try to start I guess it would be kosher tequila.
Okay.
Just Israeli tequila.
Huh? Israeli.
Just an Israeli tequila.
But I haven't heard any more about that. It's been a while since I talked to this person about that. But that'd be interesting.
It'd be
interesting. Yeah. But I hear church bells. I hear church bells in the background.
Yeah. Yep, that's one of the beauties about working downtown, buddy.
I love it
when I hear those beautiful church bells. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's amazing too, because that's like a block away.
Did I tell you I have a new motto for the store?
What's that?
For Mac and Cheeser? We specialize in childhood memories.
Yeah.
Would you like that? I mean, grilled cheese sandwiches, mac and cheese, pizza.
Hmm.
Maybe boiled peanuts. Bolt.
I think you're on track.
B-O-I-L-T. Bolt peanuts.
Bold peanuts.
Bolt.
Bolt peanuts.
B-O-I-L-T. Bolt peanuts. I bolt them myself. I don't know if I got
David
big enough.
David says, thanks, guys. No Marlaton pizza yet, but I'll work on it.
And he will. He will. Jason.
He has made Marlaton gumbo, though, he said.
Yeah.
Puree the Marlaton, David, and use that as the base for your pizza, and then just build what you want on top of it.
We're supposed to have gumbo butter. Is it butter gumbo? Gumbo butter at the Mon Louis Supper Club is fixing today at the Bourbon by the Bay.
Yeah, I saw something like that.
Man, I can't wait. I'm excited.
I was just about to ask, what's going on with that? It
starts at, lots
of
3.
Lots of bourbon, yeah.
I got my spit cup because you can't. There's just no way you can go. Just swirling it in your mouth, a little bit in your mouth, and then spit it out. You still get some of that residual of the alcohol, regardless. It's just a wine trick, you know. What I'll do is I'll go sample a bunch and then find the one I like the most. And then go back and have a glass of that.
Man, there's a part of me that says, what a waste.
Well, what would be a waste is if I get a DUI going home.
If you swallow them all.
Absolutely.
That would be a waste for sure. At this my age in my life, I don't need that.
But that was the old way of thinking. I'm just sitting in my way. You know,
I understand.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
But no, that's what I'm going to do. But I'm looking forward to it. And they're using the Hall sausage in this. Andouille, I think, sausage.
Where's it being held at?
It's been held in Brookley Field. They've repurposed some of those old warehouse buildings.
Yeah.
This is a really cool building.
Yeah, great. Is it like 32A or something like
something
that?
Like
it's
that.
A number and the letter A.
Yeah. And Andy McDonald's there with his band playing. And
nice.
Would that be Fat Man Squeeze?
No, it's a different band. Probably okay. Some of the same members, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm looking forward to it, and I think Cotton State Barbecue is going to be there too. So.
Did they do this like for a cause or?
Yeah. I don't remember off the top of my head. I don't have my phone. My phone's being used camera, but it all goes to a cause.
I put him on
cause.
The spot, Stu. I do it every time. Never fails.
Yeah.
There's a cause, yeah. Matt, but it's because.
It's the cause.
Okay. Because.
Oh, because. I got you.
Because.
Okay. Why is that happening again? Because.
All right.
We
when
can.
We come back, we're supposed to have Stephanie Stuckey on, and I think this is going to be a great interview. She's going
to
be.
Yeah, and I'm going to turn it over to you, buddy.
Hey, man. Thank you. Thanks for checking in. Be working right. on that Merloton pizza and the boiled peanuts.
Boiled All peanuts. Right. All right. Provolone, everybody.
Provolone, buddy.
I was just looking over Stuckey's menu. You can go to their nuts page and get all sorts of nuts.
Okay. All right. When we come back, we're going to have Stephanie. And then, but when we get back to taking calls, you need to text or call in 251-343-0106.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All right, we're back. We're waiting on Stephanie to call us. And in the meantime, if you want to call in or text, the Callahan's Irish Social Club text and call in number is 251-343-0106. Tell us what's on your mind. What are you getting your loved one for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas? It's food or beverage related. So, Steve?
Oh, wow. Yeah, you wouldn't even. I'm a big fan of the summer sausage. You know, used to go down to get all the crackers and that package. I don't even know what they called those anymore, but that was one of my favorite things to get.
Oh, cool.
I love eating, you know, cheese and crackers on, you know, summer sausage, things like that. I mean, you used to get things like that at Stuckey's.
Yeah.
You get these little packages of, I guess they were about 8-9 inches around. You know, you could buy them in a. I grew up in Midwest, so there was a Stuckey's every exit, you know, on I-70. And I mean, geez. Yeah, they had the full souvenir shop. You know, my mom was a collector of, she still has these things. I joke around, but it's crazy. Spoons of the states.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
Yeah, little silver spoons, and it had the state, you know, logo or whatever on them, and she collected all 50
and
of those.
She had the little, like, shadow box on the wall holding all of them.
Yes, absolutely. Crazy. And then you had the thimbles you could do that with, keys. I mean, they had all sorts of interesting things with stuff used to do all that.
Well, when we were kids, my mother used to buy stuff like that for gifts for neighbors and friends.
Yeah.
And one year... the neighbor gave my mom a gift, and it was a gift that my mom had given her the year before.
Mm.
She re-gifted it. Apparently, didn't remember who she got it from. Still in the same box, everything, just re-gifted my mom.
Oh, my gosh.
The present that my mother got her the year before. So.
Oops. That's funny. That's funny.
It happens. But in the meantime, while we're waiting, I hope maybe she forgot. But in the meantime, you know, thinking of gifts for – next week. Sunday is Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's next Monday. A week away is Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and but there's a lot of nice things. If you've got a cook or chef in your life, you know, a home chef or a home cook, you know, loves to cook, whatever. You know, I think a good knife. I mean, you ain't got to get the whole knife set, but really get a very, very nice knife, like a forged steel knife. And you can... probably, you know, places like Kisco or Ketsco and then Mobile Fixtures over here, they're going to have the really nice knives
knives.
And then, you know, if you got that beverage, you know, that person that loves wine or spirits, like me, decanters, wine decanters.
Well, that's a good idea.
And there's a lot of places. I'll tell you, he's got some interesting decanters. Is over in Owa, you got C'est la Vin, wine and tapas bar, and they have some beautiful decanters there, and they're really reasonably priced. And there's you got red or white and other places like that that have decanters and but wine glasses, you know.
A wine glass sitting in a decanter?
It might be too late now, but there used to be a place in Fairhope that you could take a wine glass and get it. Well, they even sold the wine glass, but get it etched in the glass, get a person's name.
Like monogrammed etched. Or yeah. Anything like that? Yeah.
And I have in the past bought the Yeti tumbler that's shaped like a wine glass, stemless wine glass, and had their name etched or put in vinyl on their initials.
Yeah.
You know, the ladies love that.
Oh, I'm
you
sure
know.
They do.
They really do.
My son and I started talking. I was up last weekend in Bowling Green and visiting him for his 30th. And one of the Christmas gifts that we should have got him, but we didn't, was was a meat grinder.
Yeah.
Because he's been going out getting deer and hunting and doing a lot of that. And he's trying to make sirloin steaks and stuff like that.
Oh.
Where you go get a big old, 20-pounder, pay, whatever for the full side, mm-hmm. and then chop it up into little chunks and then grind it into hamburger.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's all up into that.
I'd put a little.
A grinder isn't too
bad. I'd put a little sausage in there myself, too.
He introduced me to something for the chicken that I never heard of. I guess you get it on, Amazon or whatever, but it's called Bulmer's Fiesta brand. You ever heard of it?
Mm-mm.
It's a chicken rub. And okay. The chicken that we had, oh, man, that was just melt in your mouth. It was just unbelievably tasty.
Well, yeah, chicken and pork, I've got a spice that I like to get. I used to find it in the Keys, and now I have to get it from Amazon because this place in the Keys stopped making it, or the company that was making it and selling the Keys is a key lime black pepper.
Key lime black pepper.
Yeah, so I ordered two or three different brands off of Amazon. I can't. Every time I find a key lime seasoning or spice in the store, it's got other stuff. They want to have lemon mixed in with it and other stuff. And this is just black pepper and dehydrated, finely ground up key lime.
Okay.
It is so good. And you put it on pork, you put it on chicken. Salads. There's so many things you can put it on.
Interesting.
And I just love it.
Definitely a different, but there's several varieties.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know is there a brand name that you're?
I'd have to show it to you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I can't remember it right off the top of my head.
Because they got the Mills Gourmet, the Body of Lime there. Okay.
I order a cup of each at a time because I go through it, especially when I'm cooking with the air fryer. Some in my grill, it's cool enough now I can go back to my grill outside, but that takes longer.
Huh? You don't grill in the summer?
Oh, it was too hot. I did not turn my grill on the whole summer.
Wow.
It was too hot for me.
That
didn't want to go.
That makes sense.
And go out, stand in the heat and overheat, you know?
Right.
So, did not want to do that.
So how did Mike go? Well, it was hot and he decided to grill. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. No, that's a gift idea. I like that. And then, most meat grinders now are pretty reasonably cheap, too.
Yeah.
It's like around $49.
I've always wanted a vacuum sealer.
That was the other thing I asked him. I said, he was talking about doing all this venison and everything, and I said, do you have a sealer? And he looked at me and goes, no. I go, that's what you need. You definitely, if you're going to do all that, you need to do that right to put it in the freezer, because otherwise it's just going to waste.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to waste.
Well, you could. I separate a lot of things, and I buy in bulk, and I'll separate it all and put it in little Ziploc bags. But if you don't eat that stuff soon,
it goes bad.
It goes bad. It gets freezer burn real quick.
We have a real problem with that in our house. Just leftovers, whatever. You know, we decide no, we don't want to do that tonight. And then next thing you know, it's six nights later, and you're like, oops.
What is this?
That's a new experiment we've got in the refrigerator right now. And, you don't want to even grab at it because it'll probably grab you back. That's the kind of thing that I don't want you to. And I like that. It's just such a cost-effective way to save money. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And just for me, it's gotten expensive to go out.
Oh, it's getting to what, the store or out in general?
Well, I mean.
Both.
To go eat somewhere, but. Things have climbed in prices, which we all know.
Groceries are unbelievable.
I work in paper products, and the But prices are coming down on paper products, but they were really high there for a long time because of, you know, there's one, you had no employees working. Well,
right.
First started COVID, then nobody wanted to work.
Right.
And then everything became hard to get. And so when there's a supply and demand and very little supply, you have to go up. And then people want more, you had to pay people more to come to work. So you got to raise your prices. So.
Right. So, well, you know, you got to absorb that cost somehow, and then
somehow
people don't realize that's how the economy works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My issue with, you know, like the grocery stores and stuff like that is and it's always an indicator economically when you look at gas prices, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, okay, our gas prices are pretty reasonable now.
Yeah.
Okay, so why still are, you know, am I walking out of the grocery store with one bag that costs me $100 for three items.
It doesn't take long for prices to go up. It seems to take forever for them to come down.
Yeah. So, unbelievable.
Anywho.
Well, we may have our guest, I think.
Oh, yeah?
We get somebody calling in. So as soon as Phil gets it ready here,
okay,
I think we're...
Okay, we'll get her on, and then we'll carry on to the next...
Break here. Yeah. We've got about 2.5 minutes for the break.
Okay,
but
I am glad to see that I've seen a lot of Christmas tree lots. There are a lot of them are already empty, and
the lots,
to be empty a week, 10 days out before Christmas, that's a good sign.
Yeah, well, a lot of forest fires getting ready to happen.
Yeah,
probably so.
Hey, we got a caller. We got Cookie on the line.
That's
good morning,
annoying.
Cookie.
Christmas elf, right? Cookie, yes.
How you doing?
I love the show, as usual.
Thank you.
But y'all were talking about some stuff, you know, ideas, and I haven't heard anybody mention these. They used to talk about it all the time, but they're very inexpensive. They're incredibly practical, incredibly useful, and they're all just basically sort of in the same family of things for people, whether they cook commercially or at home or, you know, on an individual basis even.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Tell me when you're ready.
Go ahead. Fire.
Okay. First of all, I would suggest a flat wooden spatula. Now, this can be something that you can maybe even find a really nice quality salad set, you know,
mm-hmm.
where you'll get a good size spoon that goes with it and a slotted, or best to have both the slotted and a solid. Of the paddle style, you know
yeah.
what I'm talking about?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because it does things, it's soft enough that it doesn't tear up a bunch of stuff.
Right.
And it's multi useful if you just take care of it. You know, you want to wash it right away and dry it off and then let it finish air drying. When you, just like you do with your knives, man, you don't mess with your good stuff, you know?
Exactly.
Of course. A Chinese cleaver, any kind of style of cleaver. I'm addicted to cleavers. I'm a knife girl, okay? Don't miss. Never mind.
right?
Cleavers are, again, they're multi, and they also adapt. They adapt to everything from scraping things off of counters. Or off of wax paper, or, I mean, you know, you can whack, if you're really mad, you can whack something like a whole head of cabbage in half.
Yeah.
With one stroke. And it's just, they're just really, again, these are things that are just practical and useful. Okay, one other thing, the big paddle, the big size paddle, Piggly Wiggly's has got them.
Cool.
Things that you can cook a big, huge cast iron pot of crawfish in.
Oh, wow.
Good idea.
Or boiled peanuts, you know. They're
cool.
Affordable. Go get them.
All right. Thank you so much, Cook. It's good hearing from you. Merry Christmas.
Take care. Same to you.
Yes.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All righty. Well, we're not... Not going to get our caller today. Oh, well.
Our guest.
We'll try her again, maybe after the new year. She's probably real busy right now. This time of year.
On the Yule log.
I'll post a story. I'll post a story on our Facebook page. Go to go to Facebook and go to just type in Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu and like our page if you haven't already. And I'll try to post a story up there today somehow. There's a great story in Mississippi article about her and the family. And then if you go to tailgate gas station food reviews, Stafford Strutter, you can see his interview with her. See, I'm stuttering over his name.
It's all right.
So
I wasn't going to
say
anything.
You can see his interview with her there at one of the Stuckey's in outside of Atlanta. But it's
their website is very informative. I mean, they've got fundraising, gift ideas, and that's kind of what I was trying to be fun with the Yule logs. I mean, they've got all sorts of things like the T-shirts for Christmas with Stuckey's on them, the pecan peanut butter meltaways. Oh, dude, there's just. Oh, my thing is shortbread this time of year.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love short round, what do they call it, round pecan shortbread or whatever, the little cookies.
Okay.
I mean, I could go through my weight in that. And then about January, I'm wishing I hadn't because I'm all in the middle, you know. Bread and I don't get along in that way.
So you remind me of this Disney song, Mama's Little Baby Loves Shortening.
Yeah. That was a Disney song?
Yeah, it was in one of the movies, I think.
Hmm.
Way, I'm talking way back.
It must be past my time.
50s, man. 60s. Okay, now. It was a rerun.
Oh, okay.
That's why I found it.
Song of the South, maybe?
I don't.
Was it a movie, Song of the South?
I seem to connect Disney to it with some of the old stuff.
Okay. A lot of people do that. They connect animation of any kind with Disney, which is flattering on one end, but depending upon the animation, it, not so much. Like a lot of people, I used to work for Disney, and they would come into a Disney store, for example, and they would request Shrek. And go, oh, that's Disney. That's Disney. No, that's DreamWorks.
Yeah, DreamWorks.
You know, but a lot of folks, they just make those associations because, you know, when you're the top dog, you must have done it.
I have two nephews that work for Disney.
Yeah.
Right now, one of them in Orlando, one of them even goes to school.
Oh yeah,
at Disney.
Yeah,
goes
Disney
college.
Institute. Yeah.
So, but
is he going for like chefs or anything like that, or what's?
You know, he's working every job. You know, he'll wear an animal outfit.
Very nice.
I don't know exactly what I think he's. Well, he's on his interview, he told them
culinary schools around
on his interview, and they said, "Why do you want to work for Disney?" He says, "Because I want to be president of Disney one day."
Wow!
So he got in.
Yeah, very nice.
That was a great answer. That's a great answer.
Bob Iger's done a really wonderful job again since he comes back. But I mean, as far as the Disney Institute, I learned some art. You know, went there for short courses for some art. My dream was always to be an animator, and then I wound up in radio because my whole idea was I wanted to not only draw my own character, but to give voice to it as well. That was originally what happened, and now look at me.
One thing leads to another.
Now I'm here helping with the Sip and Chew show. Well, there you go. It all works out.
You've hit big time now.
Yeah.
So. Oh, Lordy. But,
So what are you doing for Christmas? I mean, I know it's a week away
tomorrow. I'm going to cook a ribeye roast. No, prime rib roast. Prime rib roast.
Yeah,
and I'm going to reverse sear it. I'm going to cook it in the oven, and then I'm going to take it out and put it in a skillet and sear it on all sides. It's called reverse searing.
Interesting.
And I'm looking at maybe doing a cowboy butter.
What is that?
Cowboy butter is...
like honey and Jack Daniels.
Well, it's
I
got
suppose.
Butter. It's got what? It's got garlic.
Okay.
And I'll have to. I've saved the video and the recipe. I don't remember exactly what all goes on it, but I was thinking about making that cowboy butter. But well, what you do, you make it and you roll it. You make it a paste and you roll it up and stick it in the freezer.
Okay.
And then you can slice it what you want.
Oh, so you don't put it on the
cook
roast.
It? No, you set it on when you take it out of the oven or about to serve it, you just set a blob of it right
there. Oh, okay. Okay,
and
so
it's not... It looks delicious.
I misunderstood. I thought you were going to take that and mix it
with the
roast.
I could.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, usually when I do meat, I do a dry seasoning on it.
Mm-hmm.
And like ribs, I love my rib. I love anything barbecue or grilled dry. And then I don't like sauce on my stuff. I want sauce on the side.
Right.
So I can control how much I want.
Right. So you don't overflavor or underflavor.
There's some barbecue places, there was one well-known one, they would just bury
slather.
Just bury your ribs or pulled pork in their sauce. And that tells me that you're not very good at smoking. If you've got to hide your
taste of your
technique.
Meat.
Yeah. If you put all these seasonings and spices and rubs and all that and injections on a meat, why you want to bury it like that?
That makes sense.
You know,
it's just kind of silly, kind of overproductive. You're just overselling it.
Yeah,
yeah, and you're not. Yeah, that makes sense. Because I get that sometimes. You'll go to a place and like with white sauce. I'm not a big fan of white sauce. You know,
I've had good. Butter. I've had not. You know,
that's cream based.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Mayonnaise based?
Mayonnaise based, okay. I don't know, it just doesn't...
That's a stupid question.
Yeah, well, and Steve's, you know, prepping. But my thing with barbecue is any kind of, like you said, with the meat, why are you overdoing when you just set it to the side? That's brilliant, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the simple things you don't think about sometimes, like... why didn't I think of that before?
You're sitting there indulging in the sauce, and you're not even tasting the meat.
Right, right.
So, it's like, you know, you go to a nice restaurant. Do not season your food.
Prior to eating it.
Prior to eating. Try your food first.
Right.
And then if it's not the flavor you're looking for, then you can season it. But it's an insult to the chef.
Yeah.
And then you might even oversalt it or season it.
Well, you know, what I've noticed is a lot of the places you go to, you do that, and then you come back and you don't think about it, and they've changed cooks.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to, you know, it's like relearning that thing all over again. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
But... So, okay, so you're doing a roast for the Christmas. You're mm-hmm. going to do this cowboy butter.
By that time, after Thanksgiving, I'm tired of turkey.
Well, no, that's because we had Marty on here three weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I asked her what, you know, she was going to cook, and it was a roast, and didn't even dawn on me.
Mm-hmm.
I was always turkey or ham where I grew up.
Well, right now, like Publix and Winn-Dixie, and I'm sure most everybody's got prime rib roast or rib roast,
mm-hmm.
$6.99 a pound.
That's really good.
That's really a good price.
Yeah.
And I spent about $51 on mine, and it's a big size.
I was going to say, no, you're obviously going to have family over, huh?
Yeah.
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 Because what would you suggest for two? Freeze? You know, something frozen? Sorry. Just go to the frozen food part. And, yeah, well, we'll get a big man meal or whatever it is. No, I mean, I'm trying to think of something that's going to be something different that we haven't done this year
mm-hmm.
or done before. Put you on the spot again, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, I knew about what meat. I'm still out on the I'll probably do sweet potatoes.
Something with sweet potatoes. You always go. Well, that's New Year's.
And I love cinnamon. I love cinnamon brown sugared butter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Judy's
sweet potatoes.
Judy's over on Highway 90. They got it perfect. Anyway, hey, that's it.
That's it,
folks. Get out there, support local, be local, buy local, and tip extra this year, folks, because that could be somebody trying to buy their kids Christmas.
Chicken,
all right. And what else? Yeah, provolone.
I like ice cream.
Merry Christmas.
What's this? This is juice. This is juice.
The Christmas season is here. Come celebrate the holidays with a Gulf Coast tradition. Join us for the 28th annual Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellingrath Gardens and Home. Our displays will take your breath away and surround you in the magic of the season. Experience a captivating new scene this year, ensuring an unforgettable experience. Celebrate the beauty of Christmas and Bellingraph together every night from November 24th to January 3rd. Get your tickets today at bellingraph.org.